Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. Why do I bring this word? Because 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, "Believe the prophet, so shall you prosper." And if you look that word up in the original language, it means come to breakthrough. Do you feel restricted? Are you hemmed in by limitation, by the assault of the enemy, by even the unbelief of those closest to you? That's what the prophetic is for. But notice that that verse doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says believe the prophets. It's relational. And I'm here to be the prophet in your life. How do you do that? First, by engaging, consuming, referring daily to the daily prophetic word. If you need counsel, if you need something deeper, or you're looking for some one-on-one mentoring, go to fathersheartministry.net and schedule a prophetic counseling. It's time for the shift that you've been crying out for. Now here's today's word. The Father says today there's a purging happening in the earth, and as always happens when my pruning works among men, my people are first partakers, that they might demonstrate to godless humanity, that you might demonstrate the humility and repentance that brings my healing touch to those willing to let go of the past, relinquish their mistaken dreams, and embrace all that I have for them with trust and renewed hope. It's a cleansing of relationships, work, church, marriage, all of it. What's dry and unproductive is being removed to make way for what flourishes and bears fruit. It might seem logical to hold on to things that appear good on the surface, but remember, I don't operate with a legalistic manual. Rather, I stir your hearts, I stir your life, giving you specific directions, even the voice that speaks over your shoulder saying, this is the way, walk you in it. Right now, you're in a cleansing shower. Embrace it. Don't rush ahead of the process. These changes may not directly involve those closest to you, but trust that I'm leading you and them to a place of abundant life and light. It's a process beyond your control, but ultimately for your good. At the end of the day, devastation will manifest fruitfulness. Despondency will give way to new joy. Trust me. Let me take it from here. Expect things to take unexpected turns, things that will seem strange, even unsettling. That's simply me working. Give me space to speak. There will be interruptions that will make you speculate, God, is all this really necessary? Listen, what worked in the past won't necessarily work now. Let go of your limited, understood values of right and wrong. This is about what I desire. Be flexible. Blessed are the flexible. They don't get bent out of shape. That's where safety lies. Don't pursue your own agenda. Seek mine. When the vanity of your own frail efforts becomes clear, recognize that I'm in control. Let me take the lead to ensure your safety. Fear isn't the answer. Though I might see the road ahead and even show you the road ahead, that vision, that clarity doesn't dictate your direction. It's my voice that guides you. Trust that I'll keep you on track even when the answers seem elusive. Be comfortable with moving forward and paying even a great price at times when you are totally clueless, other than being in receipt of my promise, my sure promise that things will work out. True joy has been missing from your life for a long time. This cannot stand. I can't have you remain in such a state. Religious logic can't grasp this, but hold on to this word. It explains what's happening. A brand new map awaits you, revealing your destination. I'll unveil it with laughter and joy. Don't rush the process. Wait for my timing. Trust that I will show you the way. Those close to you offer guidance. If they lack peace about a situation, slow down and wait. Just because they love you and demonstrate loving concern doesn't mean they have my mind on the matter. Remember that laughter and joy open your senses to me. Let them fill you, even in the midst of difficulty. When laughter seems impossible, remember there's still reason for joy. It's through joy that you will truly hear, see, and feel me. Stay in that place of joy. Don't forget to laugh even through the tears. But it's not about your laughter, it's about mine. Step forward in faith and laughter. Your perception of me will sharpen. You'll hear, see, and feel me more profoundly. Even in difficulties, hold on to laughter. If you can't laugh now, know that joy is still attainable. Choose to place yourself under my love, authority, and laughter. I'm not just a name. I'm a relationship. You know this. This is where you find safety. Lastly, don't think I'm shaking my head in disappointment. Your pawns on a chessboard, currently on the opposite side, but headed toward liberation. Remain flexible. My gaze isn't one of judgment, but of love. I bring a new message, a relationship overflowing with love, a fresh fire and a joy unlike anything you've ever known. This is my plan for your life, and it will surely come to pass. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.